find ourselves before God. Let us begin that time in silence.
Our gracious, loving, and merciful God, we're reminded by the psalmist that your love is steadfast and enduring. And Father, as we come humbly before you today, we bring ourselves as we are. Father, we make and hide it from friends and family, but you see us, the good and the bad. Father, you see us as we are. Our hearts, our souls are bared before you. Father, forgive us for the sin you may see. Give us strength to repent and turn from whatever would not be pleasing to you. But Father, when you look in there, too, you look in there with love, not condemnation, but grace and mercy. You look upon us as a loving parent would look upon their children. So Father, let us today not be afraid of you, but in respect of you, stand in awe of you, to lift ourselves before you and to seek your guidance, your counsel, your direction for us as a people, for us as a church. Father, we are coming to many seasons of change, changes of direction, changes of purpose. And Father, we would pray this morning that as we come to this time of discernment, that as we come to this time of direction seeking, Father, we as a church come to a time to look at our vision, our mission, our call that is in you. And Father, we would pray today that you would stir in us your vision, your mission, and your purpose, that we would know our identity that is in you, apart from all other things. Let it first be in you. Let us turn to your word on bended knees. Let us turn to you in humbleness of heart, laying aside those outside things and inside agendas, seeking only you, your will, your way, your purpose. For Father, you have promised that whatever you are in, you bless. Let us look to follow you anew and afresh as a church and as your people. Father, it may require decisions. It may require changes. It may require sacrifice. But let us remember the cross upon Christ's back was not light, or the sacrifice easy. No, Father, salvation isn't free. And the journey is sometimes fraught with difficulties. But Father, you have promised that you are with us on this journey called faith. So, Father, help us to be steadfast in our love for you, our faith in you, and our call in you. Lead us and guide us and give us strength to follow. And Father, as we continue to pray this morning, we don't just pray for our church, but other churches who proclaim Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we pray for the nations around the world and all the trouble that we see. We pray for the leaders in our country in uncertain times, to be sure. But Father, may we start trying to work together in harmony. Instead of finding fault with one another, Father, help us to see the good and to celebrate the good. Yes, let us challenge that which is amiss. But let us not focus on that alone. Father, may you hear our hearts for the needs within our church family. Some we've lifted aloud today, some silently upon our hearts. Whatever the need, whatever the situation, God, you know it. We bring it before you. As we do pray for our church, our community, those in nursing homes, shut-ins in their own homes, those living with disabilities, those living with uncertainties, those who just need love and grace to change their lives. And now may you hear us as we join our voices and our hearts to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.